The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of Spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Ray Koob.
I'm Marcus Goldman.
And it's time for event news update at the mark, if you will, no pun intended, Marcus, of our fifth year as a podcast.
Mind-blowing. I don't even know what to say. It's been so much fun, and we've learned a ton, and we've got to talk to some very incredible people on this ride. It's been a wild ride.
You remember the kids' book? Oh, the places we will go. Well, we've been traveling a lot, folks, and we thank you for traveling with us here on the imbalanced history of rock and roll. So thanks for 4 years, and we're on to number 5 on the imbalanced history. But first, this Bent News update, let's get to it, Marcus. Kiss says it's the final 50, and I think it might actually be the last stretch of highway for the original Kiss.
They'll be back on the road in a year and a half. They love playing on the road, and they love what they do. They've said how many times now?
That's true.
Fingers and toes and extra dactyls to even count how many times they've said they're done. So,
yeah.
Nope. But,
well, the only indication that they might be serious this time is that the last two dates of the tour are December 1st and 2nd at that Madison Square Garden, which they looked at yearningly in the 60s and early 70s as a place they'd like to play. It would seem appropriate to come home and finish there. Now, that year and a half you're talking about, Marcus, don't forget, there is still an international troop plan with East and West Coast in the U.S., an Asian troop, a European troop, all people hired to play Kiss. And I mean as Kiss.
Oh, absolutely. They're going to do it like a TSO type of holiday show, but a traveling show. Don't be surprised if they set up a Kiss show in Vegas, especially with the MSG Sphere. You'd be surprised by a long-term residency for a Kiss type of TSO thing in Vegas.
Now who's laughing? Always something with Kiss, isn't it?
Money. That's what it's about.
So last Wednesday, you're working at the Hope of the Valley Rescue Shelter in the L.A. area, and this guy pulls up with his truck and his smoker and says, "Hey, I'm here. Let's do this." The guy was Dave Grohl of the Foo Fighters.
I would love to join him in prepping barbecue and feeding people. That would be a blast.
But the story gets better, Marcus. After he had it all set up and all the meat was smoking, so he was well on his way to feeding all these people, he slept in his car while he waited. It is so Grohl.
Totally Grohl.
Well, it's not like he just threw on the ribs. Oh, they were in there too. Pork butt, brisket, cabbage, coleslaw, beans. For 450, plus the staff. There's like 50 people who work there. Can you imagine how they felt being able to tell the people who rely on them every day that they were going to get that kind of a great meal? Oh, and then it's coming from that Foo Fighters guy.
I love how he gives back. We need more people to do that.
Thumbs up the Grohl. This story is pretty interesting, and it gives me another thing to put on my list to do when I'm in London.
When you going to London?
I don't know.
But when you're there.
Yes, I'll have to go to the new David Bowie Center for the Study of Performing Arts. They're taking the exhibit that was on display at the V&A and moving the 80,000 plus items to a permanent home in London so the fans who come can always come and see Dave's stuff.
80,000 David Bowie items. Wow. I definitely would consider making a trip to London to do a musical tour like that, and the David Bowie exhibit included. Wow.
Yeah, it's a must-see now if you're going to London and doing the rock tour thing. And you know me, like you, anything that honors David Bowie, I'm all in on.
Without a doubt. I mean, they have handwritten lyrics that you get a look at, original costumes, the photographs that we've never seen before, little video snippets that have never been shown to the public. Of course, you know, the set designs of the live shows. Think about all of that. Bowie's instruments, the album artwork. Whoa.
I'm just hoping that the Lou Reed exhibit people can find a permanent home for that display now that it's run at the New York Public Library's over. Happy 81st to sweet Lou Reed, by the way. Now, I know he's a pretty straight-up dude, but when I heard Def Leppard's Joe Elliott was hospitalized for being high, I didn't realize at first that it was altitude sickness caused by their concert location in Bogota, Colombia. He ended up at the hospital and getting it all attended to, but that has got to shock you.
Without a doubt. My sister lives in the Aspen Valley in Colorado, and it's 7,500 feet above sea level. I did a bike ride at that level years ago and ran out of breath after 5 miles. I had such trouble breathing. And Bogota, Colombia is 1,100 feet higher than Aspen or Vail. It's at 8,661 above sea level.
Why am I humming a damn Yankee song? I don't know.
What damn Yankee song are you hearing? Oh. But yeah, that altitude is tough, and you do need a couple of days to acclimate, especially when you're not used to that kind of altitude and you live in like LA, which is at sea level. That's a huge jump. And even like drinking one beer will knock you off your feet.
Dude, you said acclimate.
I know. Acclimate.
Something landed in our inbox, Marcus, that neither one of us was expecting. Neither one of us knew what to do. So I listened to it. I'm talking about the new album, Six, from Extreme out of Boston, and did not expect anything to be coming from them, and bam, it hits, including the first song from them in 15 years. It's called Rise.
Yeah, I saw this and I have not gotten a chance to listen to it, but man, they're some talented cats, and Extreme did put out some good music back in the day. So I'm curious to hear what they're doing.
Calling it like Extreme 2.0. Nuno Betancourt says, when Eddie Van Halen passed, it really hit me. I'm not going to be the one who will take the throne, but I felt some responsibility to keep guitar playing alive. So you hear a lot of fire on the record. I'll save some room next to my platinum album for Pornography on the Kubrick wall here at Dark Doc Media. All right, I'm going to admit something to you about the next thing we're talking about, Marcus, the Metallica song, If Darkness Had a Son, out now from the forthcoming 72 Seasons album. I saw it on TikTok.
When did you join TikTok? You said you were not going to TikTok. How did you end up on TikTok?
I did not join TikTok. I did not. But I saw it because it was posted in a story. I was reading about this new track, and they said, hey, here's the clip. And I went, okay. And then I realized they're on TikTok.
Hey, they're very smart. It's a great way to hit the younger audience. And after their success with Stranger Things and reaching a whole younger audience, jumping onto TikTok was a great idea.
Santana has announced their 2023 plans. It's a 1,001 Rainbows tour, Marcus. I love that he's spouting rainbows everywhere he goes.
He is totally into that rainbow chill peace vibe and
universal peace. This is the whole mission on the planet at this point. It's only 14 dates starting in June, and there's a couple down the shore in Atlantic City if you want to make the run down, because I know he's on your bucket list. One of the neatest things I've seen in a long time, mashing different styles and musical perspectives. is the whole fuss over Lizzo covering Rammstein. First, Lizzo kicked out a clip of her doing the song, and then a fuller thing. And I don't know if it was on TikTok or not, but I saw it on social media.
I saw it on her Instagram because that's where the link took me. After, I guess, she did that little teaser, somebody tweeted out, why don't you do the whole thing? And so she said, challenge accepted, and that brought that band out on stage with her and had fun with it. And
she did. What she yelled, you better sing this shit.
Too hot. Too hot shit. You better sing that shit. Too hot. Too hot shit. Too hot. Too hot shit. Y'all ready to go fucking crazy?
It's off the hook. Go check it out on our website. Marcus, you know, I've said before that Sir Dr. Brian May is the smartest person I've ever met. But I'm not so sure because he sang a sequel to the Bohemian Rhapsody movie is, quote unquote, so tempting. And that they're talking about it. I don't know.
I understand how it's tempting due to the fact that Bo Rap, that biopic, was so successful.
$910 million worldwide.
It makes total sense as to why they'd want to do a sequel like that, but I don't think it would be a wise idea.
I got to tell you, they got their work cut out for them because I think they did the whole thing right. To be continued. You know, Flea's a busy guy. In between writing his book and making two albums with the Red Hot Chili Peppers in the last couple of years, he now is issuing a podcast, a limited run 15-episode podcast honoring legends of the music industry.
Yeah, it's all people he wants to talk to and talk about their influences. It's called This Little Light, Margot Price, Thundercat, Patti Smith, Rick Rubin, all people that have made an impact on him in some way, form, shape, or another. Or on to talk about, who knows yet, we have to listen to it.
That's why we listen to podcasts. Go and find This Little Light with Flea as your host.
It drops on March 30th.
Some sad news, as we seem to have more and more lately, Marcus. Do you remember on the Valentine's episode when I was talking about the song Something You Got, one of my favorite duets?
I do. I remember very clearly, and it made me want to go back and listen to the original, which I did.
Something you got, baby.
Something I've got, baby.
You ought to know.
Yeah. I wanna know. I wanna know.
Something you got.
What is it, Chuck?
Tell it everywhere I go.
Go on and tell it.
Gotta tell it
everywhere you go.
Something you got.
Well, this is a long way to get to the story, which is Chuck Jackson, the singer of that original duet and singer of Burt Bacharach's Any Day Now. He had a big hit with that. He passed away this week at age 85. Great singer, great career. And another passing was somebody that I did not really know that well, but I know his work, and I think everybody knows the songwriting and lyric work of Tom Whitlock. If you love Top Gun, you know his songs, Danger Zone and Take My Breath Away.
Watching every motion in my foolish lover's game. All the sailors' ocean, finally lovers know no shame. Turning every turn into some secret place inside.
Apparently, he'd suffered from Alzheimer's, and his death was announced by the funeral home that held his services. Quite an impact he made from Springfield, Missouri, to L.A. and the world. Tom Whitlock. Time for a Bent News episode update. Marcus, we were talking on our Midnight Special episode about Kirshner's rock concerts. So I did a little digging, and the research team helped me out too. It turns out Kirshner did not run longer than the Midnight Special, as I indicated in our discussion. Don Kirshner's rock concert aired from September 73 through December 6, 1980, and there were a couple episodes after that, but that was the end of the series run.
Out Monday, Profiles in the Blues, a brand new episode featuring Memphis Minnie and Blind Lemon Jefferson, two huge progenitors in the rock and roll sound that we have today, and just amazing musicians. And Memphis Minnie was one tough lady. Find out all about it on Monday.
You can get this and all of our episodes at imbalancehistory.com or find the latest episodes wherever you get podcasts. Well, it's time to wrap up this Bent News update. I'm Ray Coop.
I'm Marcus Goldman.
And when you need to know...
It gets bent. It gets straightened out again, and then it gets bent again, Marcus. It just works that way.
This just into the Bent Newsroom as we go to press. Jazz great Wayne Shorter has passed at age 89. This massive loss will be felt in more detail on the next full Bent News update.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Fernino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune into Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.